Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, and welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial, and of course the live stream. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Well, so much is going on with Trump right now, of course, because I don't know if all of you heard or not, but apparently yesterday, Trump visited Davenport, Iowa.
Yes.
And he was there to deliver remarks on America First education policy. And boy, people were sure fired up to see him there.
Yes.
We have a clip where where Trump's motorcade stopped at a local barbecue restaurant called
Yes.
the Machine Shed in Davenport, Iowa. And he went in there, and there's so many, I would say, like senior age women wearing Trump One
Yes.
t-shirts.
It was just out of the blue, surprised everybody.
Yep, just pulled in there, and,
yep,
and everybody's walking up, giving him hugs, and he's like, yeah, everybody, come here, you know, give
yeah.
me a hug. And he's, you know, it's just awesome. He's just such a friend of the people and just so personable.
Yep.
And for being the man that he is globally, and yet he loves America. He loves Americans.
Yes. He loves the American people, and they love him.
Oh, boy, do they
everywhere
ever.
Everywhere he goes, you know, there's never been a political leader like that. The closest probably was Reagan.
Right.
People really loved him, and he loved the people, but there was not the connection like Trump has with people.
Oh, yeah.
And so for just, you know, spontaneously, hey, let's pull in there. Let's pull into this barbecue place.
Oh, yeah.
Just walk in and meet people. And they do. And of course, you could see the Secret Service. They're all like...
Make sure everything is
They're all
is
at all, wits end,
all
you know.
Yep.
But, you know, that's the kind of thing that just sets them apart. And, you know, it's not a staged ice cream visit, you know, like we've seen in the past with, you know, trying to make it appear that they have a connection with the people.
Yeah, that's right. It's just it's very personable.
Yeah, very genuine.
Yep. And so glad to see it. And so, he was talking quite a bit about all the different subjects, but, well, I guess we'll get to his clip later after the break. But,
yeah, talking about the border again.
Yep.
Once again, the border being, you know, overran by almost 1,000 military-aged males trying to, you know, run across in El Paso. American citizens disappearing or getting killed or kidnapped, trying to go into Mexico. You know, it's just, it's a super volatile situation. Not to mention the, you know, the fentanyl problem. And I saw this quote, this something by Trump where he was saying, we've got to take this White House back. We've got to, or it's the end of America.
Right.
Yesterday, well, we'll probably get to that too. We'll get to the word of the day, but Russia today picked up Biden railing against Florida's law, you know, and railing in favor of protecting transgenderism. And this Florida law is, you know, next to sinful, you know, for not recognizing the transgenders.
Oh,
and honoring their right to choose what bathroom to use. And I mean, this is the kind of stuff, this is just the insanity that's actually coming out of the mouth of somebody in the Oval Office, somebody that's in the position of President of the United States. And
well, yeah,
the people are weary of it. They're weary of banks collapsing and the banks tanking, you know, on Wall Street, while Biden's given a speech saying that banking in America is perfectly fine, it's perfectly
safe. Well, exactly,
safe.
And that's the thing here too. You've got East Palestine, Ohio, that is
right.
just completely ignored. I mean, there are so many horrible things going on there right now where, like one commenter from DC Drano says, where's the bailout for East Palestine houses that have plunged in value?
Yes.
For the farmland that's poisoned, for the restaurants and businesses that people won't visit anymore.
That's right.
They're all left to die. But if you're woke big tech, wow, you get every dollar you need in a single weekend.
That's right.
And so, of course, Biden and his motorcade end up, well, zipping over to California, San Diego, just as fast as could be. Karine Jean-Pierre zipped over there. And so, boy, you talk about snap your fingers, but what about the American people of East Palestine?
Right. Biden's completely focused right now on what now it's millions of more acres that he's indefinitely put a ban on any oil drilling, removing us further and further away from energy independence, all in the name of saving the environment while looking the other way. Still, they've been completely silent.
Except, I mean, I'm so glad that you said that, because the oddest thing just happened, that he is just yesterday approved a massive Alaska North Slope oil drilling project. And so that came from Disclosed TV. And so you have to wonder, oh, quick, look this way, right?
Yes.
It's just, you know, as soon as everything starts falling apart that they don't want to happen, they'll actually might even accidentally do something good for the American people in order to just divert everyone's attention away from some other catastrophe that they don't want to take the blame for.
Right. But just on Sunday, the Biden regime announced that it will indefinitely block fossil fuel drilling, which they're not from fossils, by the way.
Right.
For drilling on 16 million acres of federal land in and around Alaska. So now this gets approved.
Right.
So whose pockets is he lining with this one thing over here? I'll approve this quietly.
Right.
Right. Is he paying off China? Is he who's benefiting from this? It's not going to be the American people.
Right. And why all of a sudden, and especially over like a 2-day period where he's not going to do it Sunday, but Monday he does it.
Right.
And so, you know, then that's just very bizarre that all of that is happening at the same time.
Yes.
this bank collapse. And of course, the bank collapse is Martha Raddatz from ABC's program this week actually tried to blame Trump for the SVB collapse.
Oh, right.
And just like they're trying to link any other bank collapse to Trump because maybe they closed down his son's account or something. As if
yeah.
he's got like some kind of supernatural power.
Yes.
That he, you know, if you've wronged Trump and you work for a bank, then I'm suddenly going to make it collapse 2 years later.
Right.
Boy, any little green men coming out of those places either? I mean, seriously, that's crazy.
I know. It is. It is just a clown world right now.
Well, basically, I think that anything that they could possibly associate with Trump, I mean, it just because he's alive, I think they could probably blame every mistake across the whole world on Trump for being alive in the past 75 years, you know?
Right.
So
oh, yeah.
just because
yeah.
he's been alive for 75 years, whatever has happened in this time, it's all his fault.
Right. Exactly.
So just,
and none of it's Biden's fault
or
anybody even, you know, in that realm.
Exactly. Everything that is good that has happened is because of the communist takeover in this country.
Yes.
And everything that is bad that has ever happened to anybody across the entire world, that's Trump's fault.
Right. Of course. Yeah, we got it. There it is.
That's their whole book.
Yes. Well, speaking of the book, let's get into the good book. Let's get into God's Word and find out what He has in store for us today for the Word of the Day.
Let's do, because this is exciting stuff when, we're just talking about the communists, of course, because that's what we always talk about. Because if we're here to talk about the truth in the news, the only people that we could be talking against would be the liars.
Right.
And so that, of course, is the communists, because that's what they do. And so the word of the day comes to us from Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 1 through 17. And this is quite the fascinating read, because this is one of two almost identical descriptions in the Bible about Satan. He's referring to a prince or a king in a certain area who has risen to great power and great wealth and great pride, as well as great beauty. And then he is cast down. It's a comparison between the fall of Satan and the fall of the men following Satan in his exact footsteps.
Right.
It's like a blueprint across time. And so it could be applied to today in America as well. The same haughty, prideful, arrogant, very wealthy, excessive ability to trade amongst every other nation in the world.
Yes.
I mean, that's what's described here. And so because of their wealth, because of their accumulation, they've now considered themselves gods.
Yes.
Basically. And so that's the blueprint for the downfall and the casting down by God through their pride.
Right.
And so listen to this. This is just fascinating, fascinating study as well. Proclamation against the king of Tyre. The word of the Lord came to me again, saying, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, Thus says the Lord God, Because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am God, I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not a god. Though you set your heart as the heart of a god, behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that can be hidden from you. With your wisdom and your understanding, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver unto your treasuries. By your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of a god, behold, therefore I will bring strangers against you, the most terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and defile your splendor. They shall throw you down into the pit, and you shall die the death of the slain in the midst of the seas. Will you still say before him who slays you, I'm a god? But you shall be a man and not a god. In the hand of him who slays you, you shall die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of aliens, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within, and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings, that they might gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitudes of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You have become a horror and shall no more be no more forever. And that's it. And quite the astonishing description, because like I said, it's the same thing from Isaiah chapter 14, where he's describing very nearly the same exact thing. And then, you know, being able to compare it to America today being the Great Babylon, right?
Yeah. With I've all heard a lot of people draw that
right, and we're trying to decide if that's really what the case is or not. because look at us, all the other nations, Russia, China, they're actually looking at us saying, look at them. They're now condoning pedophilia.
Right.
You know, they're like hissing at us, like in this text where, you know, the people look at you in horror and they hiss and they don't want anything to do with you anymore. And that's a biblical thing that happens because of a fall.
Yeah.
That people and their godlessness, basically, that have stolen their positions and now they're so wealthy, they're wealthy beyond wealth, right?
Yes.
You know,
now they want to sit on God's throne.
Right. And so, so just the fact that that's the blueprint that causes them to fall.
Yeah, indeed. Well, that's a good one. Thought provoking too.
Very much so. Yeah, I would encourage everybody to read both Isaiah chapter 14 and all of Ezekiel chapter 28. They're, they are very, very much reflective of today in America.
Yeah. Yeah. Good parallel. Good find. What was that again?
Okay, so that was Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 1 through 19. And but like I said, recommend all of Ezekiel chapter 28 and all of Isaiah 14 for comparison.
There you go. All right, what a blessing. Good stuff today. Thank you.
Yep, praise God.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Jesus appears, getting ready for the return of our King, getting ever so closer, and we're excited about that. Get us out of here.
Quickly.
Oh, man, can't come soon enough. All right, go to JesusAppears.com for more and stick around. Segment 2 coming up. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
Minutes from now, a lot of you are going to have a new understanding of communism. Now, let's see if that isn't so. We start with lions. People wonder, how can the communists look you in the eye and tell one barefaced lie after another with a straight face? The way Gromyko did with President Kennedy on Cuba. Well, the explanation is simple. Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me. We were taught by our communist leaders and ordered to believe that truth is anything that will promote communism. Therefore, nothing is a lie if it helps the party. So the communists use the lie as a weapon, a shield, and a tool. When you keep that in mind, at last you begin to understand them. Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying. Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment 2 is brought to you by KD Armor. Come and take it. C-A-T-I. KDArmor.com is a Christian patriot-owned business selling serious body armor for serious times. And you can learn more about this Christian patriot-owned business at KDArmor.com. All right, Lady Liberty, segment 2. All kinds of interesting stuff going on this Trump Tuesday.
That's right. That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Trump Tuesday. And we've got this short clip here Trump is talking about quite a few different things.
Yeah.
Predominantly about America First education policy. This speech that he was giving was from Davenport, Iowa on March 13th. So just yesterday.
Yeah.
And so listen now to the clip that we have.
As president, I will immediately end the invasion of our southern border. Kim mentioned. Oh boy. And we took MS-13 out by the tens of thousands.
Yeah, the what caught my attention on this, when he said we are going to stop the invasion on our southern border, I cut that off because it is like, I don't even know how long of an applause it is.
Right.
But yep. I mean, tens of thousands of people just packed out another venue, just absolutely cheering USA, USA. That's what the people care about. They see that our southern border is overrun.
Yep.
And this regime is absolutely looking the other way, hamstringing any efforts to secure our border.
Well, they're the ones that want it open.
Yes. Yes, it is. And that's the, I mean, I was tempted to just leave the applause in there because of all the things that he talked about.
Right.
That right there set the people off.
Yep.
They're tired of the country being overrun and invaded. Of course, there was a lot of things that led to, you know, long applause, but nobody's going after these issues. Oh, well,
right,
we can't
exactly.
Right now.
Well, especially, I mean, I've got this article here from Epic Times that describes how the sheriff, Jeremiah LaRue of Los Angeles, is describing how cartels have taken over rural California.
Oh, yeah.
He says, if you see the pictures, if you see the video, it looks like a third world country. The crime is off the charts. We have people getting murdered at marijuana grows. And so he's describing that, well, he's the sheriff of Siskiyou County. And they are talking about how cartels are taking over all the land in his county and growing massive amounts of illegal marijuana. Mm. And so, I mean, there's also gangs thriving in Los Angeles right now. And so it's just kind of an interesting perspective to describe how what an open border is doing, well, to California alone.
Right. Right? And it's not like California, Los Angeles hasn't had gang problems for a long time. And gangs connected with cartels.
Right.
But not on the scale that we're seeing now.
Yep.
And there's one of Trump's presentations showed just how prolific the cartels are in operating in American cities, not just border states. You know, several people have said every state is a border state now because
yep. Right.
of this open border policy. And so we have cities far deep in. Matter of fact, when you look at the map, right here, right on the edge of the American Redoubt in Yakima Valley, is one of those bright red areas where there's cartel and gang activity related to human and drug trafficking.
That's right.
You know, and that's pretty close to home. And of course, you know, they're coming right through the American Redoubt, you know, using the highway systems, going across, you know, over to Seattle and then over to Chicago. Well, they're all over the United States right now. And this has just been exacerbated by an open border policy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, frustrated a lot of law enforcement who really care, and their pleas for help are just falling on deaf ears.
Yeah, well, and we already know how bad it is in Arizona, especially since we have boots on the ground with Veterans on Patrol.
Yes.
Who's, I mean, I feel so bad for all of those veterans down there that are volunteering to patrol the border on America's behalf.
Right.
They're doing it on their own dime and through donations that people are helping them with either, you know, gas cards or whatever. And they're out there staying in tents, you know, trying to help at least the little tiny children that are being trafficked across the border.
Yeah,
and
they're doing good work.
And so the sad thing is that here we had our hopes raised through the Arizona election and about Carrie Lake getting in. She was going to do the right thing, do the American thing to declare war.
Yes.
And through this invasion that would have shut that border down and would have stopped all of this. But so I just really felt really, really bad for the veterans on patrol down there that were hoping for a reprieve from that, and it's still languishing. But this is the problem with these fraudulent elections, is that even if it goes to court, they get to operate the whole time it is languishing through all the court procedures, right?
Right.
They get to operate and function and do their bad dealings, you know, all of the bribery of, through the cartels that is going through and running Arizona as well.
Well, I have not heard any updates, and we're going to be looking for those updates because of these recent Senate investigations in Arizona. Finding, we're talking probable cause. So the next step is to begin indictments,
right?
You know, against, you know, taking bribes related to elections, and you know, there's a lot there. We're going to see what kind of traction this gets. Now, what I am excited about though is some of the positive things we're seeing with this majority House in Congress. They're doing some good things with the January 6th.
The January 6th committee now?
Yes. And also looks like they might be holding DHS's feet to the fire.
That's right. I have an Epic Times article here that's titled GOP Lawmakers Launch Probe into the DHS on Controversial Intelligence Collection Program. So, woohoo! Mayorkas is going to be having his feet held to the fire here. It says House Republicans have launched an inquiry into the Department of Homeland Security's undercover domestic intelligence collecting operation.
Right.
It says here that Republican representative from Tennessee, Mark Green, who is on the House Homeland Security Committee chair, he is also along with a subpanel of reps from North Carolina and Texas, who penned a letter to the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, about their concerns and said that they are conducting oversight of the DHS's overt human intelligence collection program operated by the Office of Intelligence and Analysis.
Good, because they're acting clearly unconstitutionally, illegally. Go get them, guys. We're going to be watching that.
That's right. They should be defending the border, not collecting intelligence on Americans.
That's right. All right, guys, you have a blessed day. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.